Well, here's an update on that girl who had her head smashed into the concrete multiple times. She's still in a coma right now. It's been 2 weeks. She got a massive brain bleed, and she probably has all types of brain damage at this point. But hey, she is the actual perpetrator of violence over here. The girl with her head smashed into the ground was a bully. And she was bullying that poor black kid over there who is a valedictorian who speaks 15 languages and, believe it or not, invented the aeroplane. What? I don't think any of that is true. Well, let's see how this works. Take a look at this family over here from, where are we at? We're going to Missouri. New family of the teen charged with violently attacking Kaylee Gang claims she is the real victim over here. No, I think the woman in the hospital is probably the real victim. I think the kid with the brain bleed, who might not ever wake up again, the kid who might die, is probably the actual victim here. But we'll see. We'll have to see. So there is a realm of possibility where the white girl, maybe she tried to lynch the black kid. I'm not quite sure. Maybe something happened. I imagine nothing happened to warrant this type of result. Listen, smashing somebody's head into the concrete is warranted sometimes, like in self-defense. I mean, somebody pulls a gun on you, somebody pulls a knife on you, somebody stabs your mama. There's plenty of instances where smashing somebody's head into the concrete and curb stomping them is totally legitimate, morally correct, and your duty to God to defend yourself. Now, I imagine if that was the case, we'd have cell phone footage of that because there was 15 fucking kids recording this. This entire thing was recorded. I mean, all of these fucking Nimrods over here have all of this footage. Now, it's not going to take, I don't know, woke, race-based, race-swapped Sherlock Holmes to figure out this mystery if indeed the white girl is the actual perpetrator and the black girl is the victim in this scenario. This would come out. It'd be very fucking simple. One of these kids would be like, no, here's the white girl throwing bleach on the black kid during a polar vortex and trying to lynch her. This would have come out weeks ago. And now it's been made worse because the family of this black kid have come out and they said the most ridiculous fucking shit ever. It's fucking incredible. Take a look at that. The family is saying that the black kid was harassed and bullied. Okay, if you've been harassed and bullied, if somebody was calling you fucking names and making fun of you, taking their head and smashing it into the concrete, that's not justifiable. You're going to go to fucking prison. Well, I mean, in a legitimate situation, you go to prison. Again, we're in a fucking stupid clown world over here, so maybe, you know, depending on your skin color, you won't go to prison. I have no idea. We'll have to see what happens in this situation. But yeah, because you were harassed and bullied. No, smashing somebody's head into the concrete is what you're allowed to do when somebody's tried to stab you. That's totally fine. Not when somebody called you a fucking mean name. Her family also describes her as an honor roll student. Okay, so again, this should all be easily verifiable. It should be very easy to verify this. By the way, saying somebody is an honor roll student doesn't make any fucking sense. I don't care. When I was a kid, if you wanted to be on the honor roll, you had to have straight A's in all of your courses. You'd have to have 7 different classes with 7 straight A's, right? That's how you got on honor roll, right? Now, they don't have grades. There are no grades in these fucking schools anymore. Motherfuckers who are illiterate or graduated, so your honor roll don't mean shit to me. But let's say she is on the honor roll. Again, easily verifiable, right? And then, of course, quote, she speaks 4 languages, including Spanish and Korean. Well, what are the other two? Are you counting English as one of them? She speaks 4 languages. Okay. Again, I've never met anybody who spoke 4 languages. That's incredibly rare. That's incredibly rare. I highly doubt that this kid speaks 4 fucking languages. But she also plays the violin at the school orchestra. She played on the volleyball team and was recently selected for college-level AP classes due to her academic excellence. Okay. All right. So if this is indeed an honor roll student who spoke 4 languages, played the violin better than Ben fucking Shapiro, was on the volleyball team, and was taking AP calculus, odds are maybe she was harassed and bullied because she was a nerd. Again, but that's still not a good enough reason or an excuse or morally acceptable reason to smash somebody's head into the fucking concrete. You should still go to fucking prison. Look at all these fucking people. Yeah, there are people in prison who've stabbed and murdered and eaten motherfuckers, but they play piano. So we should let them go? No, get the fuck out of here. And so the family's saying, well, this has all been used to stoke race violence, and this is a political persecution. now political persecutions are back on the menu, huh? Not when it comes to Donald Trump, you try to steal his motherfucking buildings with ridiculous charges. But no, when a black kid takes a white kid's head, smashes it into the fucking concrete, giving the kid a skull fracture, traumatic brain injury, maybe brain damage, and put the kid into a coma, might not even come out of. Now we got political persecution. Well, there you go. There's the 15-year-old who's been charged with felony assault is space genius, boys. Kang levels of genius over here. Again, we'll see if any of this plays out. Again, none of it means anything if this kid tried to kill somebody. You're not allowed to try to kill somebody because they called you a mean fucking name. Maybe if you spoke Spanish and you were on the honor roll and you took college-level AP classes, you would probably fucking understand that. But no, you look like you've got very limited self-control. And somebody with very limited self-control isn't going to be on a legitimate honor roll, not going to speak four languages, and not going to be in fucking college calculus in high school. But there you have it, boys. Thank you so much for watching the video. Support, check out, catch up to this fucking nonsense over here. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because assault must flow.